So today we are sitting with leaders across the city of New Orleans. So some of these are charter and like system leaders. Some are principals and some are teacher leaders in their schools. And they're coming together to look at school data from a lens of equity and social justice. And so what's been really powerful today is that there is a lot of data culture happening in schools. But what doesn't happen is to have the real time and space to reflect on what's happening underneath the data. So today the leaders are actually thinking, okay, so if these are the data that we're seeing for our students, what are some of the policies and practices? What are some of the access and opportunities that are resulting in that data? And then more important than that, what are the actual culture and beliefs that undergird our policies and practices? And on the belief side, I think one of the most critical things that we've seen is to understand like where are people situating the problem, right? Because in so much of the deficit framing, we often see students, and particularly students of color and low-income students, like described as the problem when they are not the problem. The problem is always within like how do we take any kind of opportunity to like exercise professional expertise to better support students, to better work with students, to make sure that our schools are culturally sustaining, that there are more accesses and opportunities, that we are instructing in the content areas in ways that learning science and evidence tells us that we should be like engaging all kids. Like that is the root of the problem, but it's never the students. But that mindset shift is so critical to everything else. So I think the conversation today for me is really like digging deeper in the data. And not just doing it alone and not just doing it in a rush way, but doing it in a safe, vulnerable way with other leaders from the city of New Orleans that care about the same thing and really pushing each other to dig deeper.